This is the Creating Wealth Through Self-Storage show by Mark Helm. Nothing Mark shares with you guarantees your success in the self-storage business. This is for informational purposes only. There are no calls to action and nothing said or implied is a call for investment money into self-storage or any other asset class. You are responsible for your success in the self-storage business or any endeavor in life. Enjoy the show. And here is Mark Helm.
How many times have you found yourself analyzing an expansion deal? You really like the deal. You really like the market. But you just can't seem to make it work. Can't get enough square footage in the expansion to make it work. Let me tell you something that we've done in that similar situation that's really made a difference. My name's Mark Helm. I'm the author of Creating Wealth Through Self-Storage, and I'm the creator of the Quick Start Academy, which houses the training that I offer the small investor who wants to get in the self-storage business or who wants to grow their self-storage business. You can find out more about the courses I offer at creatingwealththroughselfstorage.com. Hit the store tab. You'll see courses such as the On-demand self-storage boot camp, which is designed to take you from wherever you are now all the way to putting your first or your next self-storage facility into service. And one of the things we cover in the boot camp is expansions. Expansions are a good way to get into business because you've got existing cash flow and you're creating more value, value add play, and by the time you combine the two, you could have a good return. But very often, especially in today's market, with interest rates being where they are, construction costs being where they are, we just can't get enough square footage on to get our benchmark yields. That's happened to me a number of times. Let me tell you one of the things we've done that really made the difference. I'm going to do it by talking about an example where we've used that. Right now, I have two projects going where we're currently using this technique. Back in the mid to late teens, we looked at a project in a Florida market, and we really liked the market. It was an existing one-story building. It was overbuilt by the builder. It was 41,201 gross square feet, and inside it had 30,875 net rentable square feet of climate control space. He really overbuilt it. It wasn't a fabricated system. He built the building and erected a single story climate control inside. And immediately behind the building, designed to be attached to the existing building, was some expansion land. His plans called for an additional one story building of 18,750 gross square feet. So we basically sent those plans to a fabricator, got a couple of layouts back, and what we discovered was we were going to be able to get an additional 13,650 square feet of net rentable square feet in that building, give or take a little bit depending on the unit mix. Well, as I ran my numbers, it worked, but it didn't hit the benchmark numbers that we have in place for, you know, our business. I had to create some additional lift on the yield to make it something that we would actually do. Then it hit me. First time I'd ever done it. Rather than a single story, we would get a fabricated two-story system. So I connected with some of the fabricators, told them about my situation, asked if they could make two-story, and they said, of course we can. We can go to three stories. So I asked them to do it. When I got the plans back, here's what I saw. By doing the two-story, we were able to get 28,075 square feet of net rentable square footage added to the existing building. And when we ran our numbers at the current prices we were getting, it hit our benchmark numbers. There's a secret for your toolkit if you're not already using it. If you need more space, if it's climate control, be sure to consider going two stories, maybe even three stories. I like the two-story option for a number of reasons. First, I can get it from our fabricators. I like using fabricators. Fabricators basically produce the building system at a lower cost than I can probably buy from China and ship over. And by the time I pay for the architectural and engineers and the material and the crew to figure out how to assemble it, I'm probably much better off just using a fabricated system and either having them erect it or a preferred erector from the fabricator that the fabricator likes. Plus, I get a lot of engineering and architectural plans included in the cost of the system that I can give to my engineers to add to. Secondly, I like two stories because I don't have to usually, we've never put an elevator in a two-story building. We've always used a material lift, put that close to an entrance by the stairs, and we've never had to put an elevator in. A material lift is about half the cost of an elevator. If I do a three-story, I'm pretty much putting an elevator in. So it keeps my cost down by going two stories. And the additional cost per square foot is a little more, but not a lot, per square foot. For that net rentable 28,075 square feet, my cost went up a lot, but not, you know, 10 bucks a foot. Doing the two-story option doesn't work all the time. But you'd be surprised how often it actually can work. If you're doing a self-storage expansion or part of your expansion is self-storage, you can't get the numbers to work. For the self-storage portion, consider a two-story. Basically, you're taking square foot income and creating cubic foot income. And that's always a beautiful thing in my world. Most recently, we purchased from one of the newer fabricators a two-story system. Now, this doesn't include the lift, the electrical, lights, etc., but the system itself, we paid $18 a square foot delivered for a two-story fabricated building. I've got to pay whatever, $5 a foot, $4.50 to $5.50 to have it erected and then put the other stuff in it. But in today's world, $18 a square foot for my system, especially if it's a two-story, isn't that much. Next time you're analyzing expansion, keep that two-story idea in your briefcase, and when it makes sense, pull that tool out and use it to make some of your deals work. I hope this helps you as you're analyzing your next opportunity to get into self-storage. In today's market, we need all the tools we can get. My name's Mark Helm. I'm the author of Creating Wealth Through Self-Storage, and I'm the creator of the Storage World Analyzer, which is the financial analysis tool we use all the time. And in this particular case, you could, in the analyzer, you could be doing expansion, run an analysis of the one story, then basically create a new one. You don't have to repopulate everything you've entered, and you can run an analysis on a two-story. Compare the extra cost to what the yield would be, internal rate of return and cash-on-cash return. The analyzer will do that for you. So if you're not using it, consider using it. You can find out more about it at creatingwealththroughselfstorage.com and at storageworldanalyzer.com. Thank you, and I look forward to being with you again next week.